Andrew.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me to participate in this table. I mean, you when you ask us to formulate a kind of manifesto of what we thought about what we thought architecture could be today, I was a little bit concerned because I have a certain personal aversion to making manifestos or statements that more often than less you end up regretting. I think what is one of the things that is very exciting about this conference is that, opposed to other conferences where one is usually invited as an architect, we are faced with a broad range of professionals or a broad range of expertise. And normally, as an architect, what happens to me in my practice when I am faced with those kinds of expertise is that I end up thinking or feeling like an idiot, because I don't have a complete picture of what these other people are telling me. And what happens immediately after this confrontation with the other is that probably is when I manage to produce the most interesting ideas. So in this kind of reactive position in which I like to place myself, pragmatic, reactive to some degree, I would rather address this question more as an identification of opportunities rather than a statement of intent. And in that sense, I would like also to refer to some of the questions or points that have been raised in the previous tables, being one of them that I think is kind of very graphic in my in my view, that relationship between vision and reality that we are as architects usually confronted with, and that was put forward by some of the tables, the other practitioners, as something that they are also having to face, this dilemma between how much you are able to impose a vision, how much does this vision is constructed before the direct engagement with reality. I believe that it works both ways. I think that obviously you are, as a kind of creative agent, forced to engage with reality and produce a vision. And I believe that those visions are fundamentally constructed out of looking at realities. I hope that my presentation yesterday was a little bit of an example of that intent, which is operating almost by looking at things that are happening perhaps without the direct engagement of architecture, and try to project out of them alternative possibilities. I don't know whether we are able to actually solve the problems of the city as architects or urban planners, but I am definitely interested in trying. I am very much a believer that a believer in a kind of empowerment or re-empowerment of architecture as a profession. I believe that architecture has been relegated to the role of an artist. I think there has been also some comments being made in the last few sessions that architects are artists. Architects are people who kind of give a certain decor to the processes of production of the environment, and I do believe that or let's say I prefer to define myself as a creative agent, as somebody who is directly engaged with all these different parts of the practice of architecture. And in fact, I think that this has been traditionally the role of architects. And I think that's where this expertise can be most productive when it is willing to open and to listen to other other perspectives, other disciplines. So in terms of what I think are the opportunities today to reconstruct the discipline of architecture, which is something I also believe on. I think that you can not be purely pragmatists that only looks at opportunities, but you need through those opportunities to be able to construct some sort of modes of operation. I thought that it was quite interesting the opposition between the pure production of space that is happening in the third world, but also in the first world, that, and the idea of civicness that Saskia put forward this morning. I believe that this is one of the perhaps the fields where architects can add something to all those processes of production by being able to transform this sheer production of stuff into something that is more meaningful, more engaging, that is vested with some sort of emotional and cultural value. I would like to also mention one of the things that I believe distinguishes this practice or this industry from others, which other creative practices, which are, for example, music, selling CDs. Architecture is a concrete matter. It's something that has an enormous resilience and resistance to being sold outside where it happens. And I think that that is probably one of the specificities of the discipline, despite this kind of backdrop of the globalized world in which we are all operating. I've been in the past making an analogy that I would like to end up with as what I think could be a model for architectural practice to progress, which is the model of winemaking. Winemaking as an expertise that is dealing with certain species, with certain grapes, with certain varieties that grow to a specific form in different locations. That kind of expertise, that kind of idea of studying the new species that are coming out as a result of these changes that we are witnessing in the current process of the construction of the city, I believe are one of the most interesting possibilities to explore in the future.
Thank you. Rem, I think it's your go.